I'm sitting here watching Manchester United against Aston Villa on Sky Sports, and there's just over 40 minutes to go. Still 1-1. Manchester United scored first, and Aston Villa did a good equaliser. And it's quite an even match at the moment, as far as I can see. As a Newcastle fan, I ought to be completely neutral to this. As a Newcastle fan, probably I shouldn't have any interest in football at all this season, the way things are going. And I do fully expect them to go down. But no matter how neutral I am, I can't be. It's Manchester United, and I so want them to lose. I don't want them to win the title. I don't want them to win the quadruple, quintuple, sextuple, whatever it is they're going for. I do wish the broadcasters would agree on how many trophies it is they're actually likely to win this year. Manchester United are a hate figure. It's irrational. I know it's irrational. But Manchester United are a team to hate and dislike. And that's for so many reasons. I mean, so much excuse and so much fuss was made about the Busby Babes and the Munich Air disaster and all that sort of thing. But that was years and years ago. That's before I was born. Why should I care about that? It was great in the early 70s when they got relegated. It was great every time they lose. And I do have split loyalties when they play in Europe. The little nationalistic xenophobe, the little Englander comes out at me. And there's a bit of me that thinks I should support the English teams. I don't know why. What does it matter what nationality a team is? I mean, even the national team would make more sense if it was picked on the basis of where people play rather than where they were born. The chance of coming down a particular birth canal, and therefore that's your nationality. Surely your nationality ought to be just where you live. Make much, much more sense. Anyway, back to Man United and why I despise them. I mean, the arrogance, the just, I mean, the whole Beckham thing doesn't help either. I mean, Beckham, you know, a good footballer, a little bit more than a journeyman, but he's not much more than that. And the other, I mean, Ferguson, you know, he's such a whinger and whiner, and he's I mean, there are times when some of the things he tries to make out either implies he's incredibly short-sighted or is fundamentally a cheat. Now, I'd hate to think that a manager is actually a cheat, but sometimes he does seem to say things that imply that. And someone really should tell Alex Ferguson that comic relief has done and dusted now for the year, for another 2 years now, so he can now take his red nose off. Then they've got the players, the current players, like Ronaldo. So slimy, sleazy, greasy. You know, he's a good footballer, but he's an arrogant git, isn't he? And my best mate, Mike, he's a Man United fan. Not a genuine long-term one. He started in 1999 when he happened to be living in Manchester and got into watching Man United. When we were students at uni, he used to hate football. Wouldn't go anywhere near it. And he'd walk out of the room or go to the pub or whatever when football came on the telly. He started following me in 1999 when he was working in Manchester, and they won the treble the first year. He's never really known what suffering is. He can't understand why I so passionately dislike Manchester United. And I know there's no real logic behind it, but I just don't think it's acceptable in the modern football game to like teams like Manchester United. Well, not teams like Manchester United, to just Manchester United. It'd be great if they don't win the sextuple. It'd be fabulous if they didn't win anything this year. And really what I'd like would be for them to have a complete disaster next year and get relegated. And maybe the year after that be playing Newcastle United in the Championship, which is where I fully expect Newcastle to be by then.